Hello and a very good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes. I am Shailaja Mahapatra. Today is Thursday, 23rd of March, and we will be putting the spotlight on Fed's tough call of 25 basis point rate hike, government stake sale in Hindustan Aeronautics, agrochemical company Coromandel International's expansion plans, a hotel stock's newest acquisition in the hills of Maharashtra, and in Voice of the Day, we have Pritam Patnaik of Axis Securities, who will share with us the recent trends in HNI and NRI investing. The Federal Open Market Committee voted unanimously to increase its target for the federal funds rate to a range of 4.75% to 5%. Which is the highest since September 2007 when rates were at their peak just before the global financial crisis. This 25 basis point rate hike was mostly in line with economists' and traders' expectations, but it was one of the toughest calls central bank had to take in recent years. In fact, some Fed watchers and investors were calling for a pause in rate hikes to mitigate the risk of multiple bank collapses. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said it's too early to say what effect the banking crisis will have, but he expects that a pathway still exists to a soft landing. Soft landing is basically a period when economic growth slows down, but the economy does not enter a recession period. As soon as Powell's speech began, Dow Jones slipped over 500 points from the highest point of the day. Powell gave absolutely no hints of pausing rate hikes anytime soon, and he also flagged concerns of a credit crunch amid the banking crisis. In line with Wall Street, Asian markets have also opened lower today, and SGX Nifty is indicating a negative start for Indian markets as well. Government of India will be selling 1.75% of its stake in Hindustan Aeronautics via offer for sale over the next 2 days. On the first day, the bidding will be open for non-retail investors, and on the second day, the bidding will be open for retail investors. In case of oversubscription, which is very likely, the government will increase the offer size by another 1.75%. So the total stake sale might end up being 3.5%. The floor price of the offer will be 2,450 rupees, which is a discount of about 7% to Wednesday's closing price. As of December end, the government had 75.15% stake in the company. Back in 2020, the government had successfully offloaded 15% stake in the company via an OFS. At that time, the base offer was 10% and an additional 5% was in the case of oversubscription. From last OFS to this OFS, the stock has more than doubled. This OFS will also be oversubscribed, that's obvious. The sentiment around defense stocks remains positive even after 1 year of tremendous rally. That's because new orders from the government continue to trickle in, and this keeps the stocks in focus. Just last week, the Defense Ministry approved proposals worth over 70,500 crore rupees, of which 50% was for Hindustan Aeronautics marine choppers. Few weeks before that, Hindustan Aeronautics also bagged an order for 70 basic trainer aircrafts. Currently, the company has an order book of 84,000 crore rupees and about 50,000 crore more are in the pipeline. The order book is over 3.2 times of last year's revenue, so analysts believe that there's enough earnings visibility to support the stock's rally. But that said, investors need to keep in mind that execution delays and overhang of stuck payments are key risks for this company. As per trendline data, the highest target price for the stock goes up to 3300 rupees and currently the stock is trading near the 2600 levels. Agrochemical company Coromandel International has decided to expand operations in crop protection chemicals and foray into the CDMO business or contract development and manufacturing of drugs. The board has also approved the plan to diversify into new growth areas, that's specialty and industry chemicals. For this, it will invest 1,000 crore rupees over the next 2 years. Going by the management commentary, India's high import dependency in specialty chemicals, global supply chain diversification trends, and a strong policy push by the government offer significant growth prospects for these businesses. Just to give you a sense of the market size, the Indian market for CDMO is projected to reach $22.7 billion by 2025, growing at a compounded rate of 12%. India's CDMO market is about 8% of the global CDMO market by value. When it comes to specialty chemicals, India's specialty chemical market is set to touch $60 billion by 2027, growing at a rate of 11.5%. Now, here's one interesting thing to note. Not one, but actually two Murugappa Group companies, that's Coromandel as well as Tube Investments, have taken a big step by foraying into the CDMO business. Tube Investments' announcement came on 14th of March. N. Govind Rajan, who used to be the MD of Aurobindo Pharma, will be leading the CDMO business at the company. Investors are still scratching their heads as to why an engineering company that makes steel tubes, industrial chains, and car door frames has diversified into pharma. Since the announcement, Tube Investment stock price has fallen around 8%. We will now have to monitor how Coromandel International is reacting to the new announcements, although its diversification is in line with the mainstay business of fertilizers and pesticides. Over the last 1 year, the company saw its margins shrink due to higher prices of key raw materials in international markets. This year, there's a looming threat of El Nino for the company. If El Nino delays monsoons, it will impact the sowing period and therefore negatively impact fertilizer demand. Now let's put the spotlight on a less talked about stock from the hotel industry. Chalet Hotels will be acquiring 100% stake in Sonmil Industries for 74 crore rupees and 82% shareholding in the Duke's Retreat for 81 crore rupees. Sonmil is actually the owner of the land which is leased to the Duke's Retreat at Khandala in Maharashtra. Compared to its peer Lemon Tree, Chalet Hotels is moving slowly when it comes to adding more rooms. For instance, Lemon Tree has announced 6 new properties after its Q3 results. Chalet Hotels has announced only 1. The acquisition of Duke's Retreat can be seen as Chalet Hotels' first step in diversifying the portfolio to include leisure properties. Dukes has an 80-room full-service resort with a capacity to add 42 rooms more. That said, investors must note that Chalet Hotels operates high-end hotels like Novotel, Westin and JW Marriott, while Lemon Tree Hotels is one of the strongest brands in the mid-market segment. Chalet Hotels' return ratios are also low compared to that of Lemon Tree. Meanwhile, the stock has tripled from its COVID lows of 100 rupees. The average target price on the stock is 436 rupees, representing an upside of 20% from the current market price. The sector remains in focus as demand is constantly outpacing supply and supply is unlikely to catch up for the next 2 to 3 years. If we go by analysts' numbers, demand is expected to increase 10 to 12% every year compared to supply, which is growing at only 3 to 5%. That's because not too many hotels have gone into the development phase over the past 3 years. This means that revenue per available room is going to further increase in the near future, which is a positive for a hotel stock like Chalet Hotels. Domestic broking firm Prabhudas Leeladhar is bullish on the stock as there are high entry barriers amid limited availability of land, and they believe Chalet's portfolio positioning is difficult to replicate, thereby lowering competitive risks. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Pritam Kumar Patnaik, Head of Acquisition and Relationship, HNI and NRI Desk at Axis Securities. Listen in as he talks about the recent trends in the segment.
So, I mean, broadly talking about the trends in the HNI space, what we've noticed very clearly is that obviously everybody is looking at opportunities to diversify the portfolio into different kind of products. So what we resort to is that beyond the cash and derivative market, We are seeking opportunities in things like unlisted, SLBM, international trading. So anything where there is, you know, an opportunity to, you know, diversify the portfolio. And within the, you know, stables or managed accounts, which primarily means PMS, NDPMS, DPMS, customization has come out as a very, very significant differentiator for large HNIs. Because they don't want to just depend on the regular offerings of a DPMS. They want to look at customized portfolios. I think that is what has come out as a clear want. And within that also, AI, ML basically based, you know, structures. They're basically looking at other structures which is based on research advisory. So I think that sense is coming in very clearly where HNIs are looking at, you know, research advisory very, very strongly, and that research capability being designed into various other options and platforms to be able to invest. And alternatively, also told about these people also looking at international options because, as you know, there has been a significant amount of correction even in the global markets. And they feel that it's a great opportunity for them to kind of seek opportunities outside India also. So international markets have also seen some sort of, interest. Now, coming to the NRI side of it, as you are aware that the FCNR rates of late have decreased. They're as high as 5.5%, and more so that considering that, that these investments are in dollar terms, if you consider the rupee devaluation of about 3-3.5% on a year-to-year basis, the return, absolute return, becomes close to about 8.5%. So what this kind of offering in FCNR basically ensures that the expectation of the client has increased as far as return expectation goes. Because earlier when the debt markets over there used to yield only about 2-2.5% or lower, then the clients were okay with even 10-12% kind of returns. But now with the FCNR rates being higher, the expectation has increased to close to about 16-18%. So that's why we've seen that a lot of diversion has happened towards FCNR, and the clients in the NRI side are also focusing on higher returns, and for that reason they again are looking for structures like PMS, NDPMS and customized strategies to kind of increase their returns and generate that extra alpha.
That's all from us today. Have a great trading day ahead and stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business news updates. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.